take her off the safe. A vad is an effort to improve yourself internally in something. There are many things that you could work on, but you cannot work on too many things at one time. That's first of all. It has to do with your matzav v'chaim. If you're a bacher and you're thinking of getting married and you have an anger issue, take care of it. Of course, maybe, I don't know if it's loy aleichem or not, thousands and thousands of girls. My anger issue is bacherim, but I've worked in seminaries also for many years. They're all allergic to anger. They're all allergic to anger, so you have to take care of that. Another thing is tefillah. Another thing is menuchas hanefesh. These are all different things. We measure the greatness of a person by how much something can keep nourishing them for a long time. The best thing is to have a single uvda, and we'll explain what an uvda is, again and again and again and again. For a long time. If you can't do it, so you can't do it. Yeah? But true focus is like I spoke about 45 minutes, the same song. Okay? Then it starts to go, if you can't only sing for 5 minutes, and you need another song. So I understand that, but then there's certain things it's never going to reach. Okay? Because that's the way it is. Yeah? Doesn't mean it's worthless. We appreciate small advances. A vod should have, I don't know, 6 people, 8 people, not more than that, I think. I can't give you exact. And you together pick something to do. This something has to have 4 attributes to it. One is, it should be specific. And I'll give examples. The second is, it should be easy. Thirdly, it should be something you mechuyev to do anyway. Because if you have any gaiva, because you're working on yourself, that gaiva is worse than all the madregas, quote unquote, you reach. And fourth, it should be related directly to something you're working on. So let's take, for instance, tefillah. Tefillah is basically focus. Now it's much higher madrid, is you know, the halachis, I'm with the melech, you have in front of you based Kodesh HaKadoshim, and these are, it says in Shulchan Aruch, yeah? But we have to start with something which has those 4 things. So for instance, 1 word in tefillah, for instance, ata. The word ata means only you. Baruch ata, only. Good things only come from you. All good things that happen come from you. You're a very talented, intellectual, gifted person. I know people who are phenomenally strong. I watched somebody bend a coin in the mirror in front of Rav Shmuel Birnbaum's young son to entertain him. He took it on his stand and he bent it. He bent it with his thumb. Graham came in one day to have some good times with weak yeshiva boys. He was there, hit one of them once, and they've never returned. So when steel hits bones, they break. He doesn't have that same kleches today. I'm without going into details. He's a very weak person. He's a weak person. He's old. Ata, only you, Agiba Le'olam. When you say Ata, it means something. So that's, but only say it only once. I don't want to be too hard. Yeah, I don't want to be too hard. Yeah, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem. Ata means all the bracha I have in my life comes only from you. A person has good shuluchim, but they were sent by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And just on that word Ata. Nothing else. That's specific. On Baruch Atah, the first Baruch in Shemoneh Esrei, I'm going to be mechaven only you. And it has all four, yeah, it's easy, it's specific, It's something you need to do anyway. You are supposed to mechaven. I want Hashem, okay? Now I'll tell you a mesa. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to mechaven Shem Adus, Shem Lekus, Shem Havaya, yeah? But it always, I think it's Simon Hay. It tells you where. So I did that for a few days for every single Shem Shemoneh, right? For in davening. And I went over to the person who was serving as Mashkiach, but he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, as Yosef Stern. So it's how I told him what I was doing, and I was finding it hard. So he said to me, "Are you crazy?" Those were his words. So I don't know if I was crazy, but it would become crazy. I said, "We can't do it. It's too hard to take a guy who doesn't focused on anything very long and say Mimachav and never shame. It's something you can't do." Yeah? Pashtus and Amachuyiv to do, but I'm not going to hear anything. Okay? Or, Ravob used to say, come into the Beis Medrash and stop and decide to daven. It's not you have a putting on machine. Yeah? Stop and decide to daven. He was giving a vad on tefillah, and he asked how many people did this. No one raised their hands, and he walked out. He said, I can't help you. You can't even decide to daven. Yeah? Or you open the door, you say, Vani b'roiv chastcha v'abisacha. That's something that's specific, it's not too hard, and you really have to do that. When you say something, you're supposed to believe, you're supposed to know what you're saying. It's not a chumrah, and it strikes that appreciation of tefillah. Menuchas HaNefesh, the Vada heard from Rav Miller. He says, take a chazal or a pasuk and think only about that for 5 minutes. No, you can't do it, it's too hard. 3 minutes, 2 minutes. So I spoke to him after I picked. Chazal say, Kol emet tilus v'olam hazeh zeche v'oem v'olam haba, shenema, Ashrei Yoshve V'Secha. Ashrei is happiness in this world. Ashrei Chavetai V'Loch. Yeah? See? Pirkei Avos. Ashrei Chavetai V'Loch. Ashrei Chavetai V'Loch. So Ashrei Yoshve V'Secha. This world is V'Secha. Why? We don't have time for that. But V'Secha means this world. Oid Yehuluch HaSeot. And I'll praise you forever. And I spent a lot of time on it. And I finally made that connection, what I just told you. So he said to me, now you have pshat in the pasuk. Yeah? He said he once did it for 5 minutes, he hasn't come down yet from it. You learn to focus on something. It should be small, okay? So,
I think the main challenge is people would think that these things don't add up. So I focus on this. So I'm menuchas hanefesh for those 2 minutes, but does that carry over to the rest of the, how is that going to help me be kind of the inyan?
We live in the door, all questions start off with quick question. That's the hasla. And then they say, my family, my wife, my child. It's not a quick question. I don't have time to answer people on the way up the stairs when they have questions about a child or a family. I'm not going to give them a good answer. So you should have someone in your city who gets to know you and you have to talk to them. It's not a thing. And I've already seen that. Things are misunderstood and misinterpreted. And I'm not blaming anyone, but I didn't say that. Yeah? But it's quick. Yeah? I was not thought through enough beforehand to say, okay. Now I have the Shaila, okay? It's the same thing. What did I get out of it? It could take weeks and months. I have a vav. I spent years with them just on gratitude. You expect things to happen right away. If they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, forget it. Don't even start. It's just not going to work. Yeah? It's not going to work. True increments, true change is slow. If you expect it to happen quickly, it's a mistake. It just won't happen. You need quick results. I don't know. It's the artificial intelligence. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell you how to have kavanah and davening. Maybe try that. Maybe you'll get an answer. I don't know. They might tell you. I don't have to know what kavanah means. You didn't have to know what davening is. But I assume they have answers for everything. I don't know. Yeah. When's the Messiah coming? If anybody has any, you know, artificial intelligence, ask them, when is the Messiah coming? Yeah? So it might come out of the answer, we have insufficient evidence to give a proper answer. Because I did ask artificial intelligence, why they need pursue Lee after Gettysburg? I want to see what they would say. And it came out as machlokes. All the different reasons why. And they were right. Because I know enough about the Civil War that they're all right. And the answer is, I spoke to someone who loves the Civil War at his child's wedding. And he got into a whole excited discussion with me. His child's getting married. And that's excited him. Yeah? Okay? Yeah? So, it's not going to be quick. Now, how does the Vod work? How does it function? I gave you an Uvda. I gave you some Torah. But I gave you an Uvda at the end. You come back a week later. How many people did the Uvda? So if it consistently is none, so then we stop the Vod. Okay? It's not a problem. And they've done that. Yeah? The graduates, mature graduates from Torah Or, and people who study in Machon Shlomo and Machon Yaakov, these are the only people who actually do the Uvda. Now, even if everyone doesn't do the Uvda, but two, three people's enough. Did it work? Didn't it work? Why? Well, how did you feel afterwards? You felt nothing? Why? You felt something? Why? Work it out. Some people don't have patience for that. But it takes time. In Eshet Torah, I used to give shir. I had one guy read, and then I would let him go. He'd make a mistake, and I'd let him go on his merry way until he got really stuck. Then let's go back and figure out where you made your mistake. Let's learn the process of learning. But after a few years, they couldn't do that anymore. It's too hard. Rabbi, teach us. Okay, I'll teach them. But if we do a lot of good chazorah after small pieces, like Rav Miller and my Rebbe used to do, they don't have patience for that either. So what can I do? But b'nei Ali v'heim bu'atim. But they have to do good chazorah again and again, and learn 10 lines, and do it again clearly in the Shakta Vitaria, then the next 10 lines, do 20 lines, the next 10 lines, you have 30 lines, and then you go over it and get it clear. I know there was a boy in Torah Or, who it took him several days to learn an Amud Gemara outside, not Baal Peh word for word, just the whole Shakta Vitaria. It turned him on, that pleasure of no longer page, and he hasn't stopped since it's been 20 years. Okay? He learns. So, you have to be patient. The function of the leader of the Chabura is to find the small steps, the small slices, then what's the next step? Yeah? If you spend time in Atta, then what does Baruch mean? Yeah? And then the concept of the Bracha. What's the macro of the Bracha? Okay, but small steps, and it can take a long time, and it's supposed to take a long time. Okay? I'm going to put some shots.